Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the 26th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, we have zero idea why you're listening, but we got a fun one lined up. If you are our friends and family, it'll be even more fun for you. We got some fun stuff on the podcast, a little bit geared towards sports today, but sports that we all love. So, that being said, Charlie, how was your weekend that I spent most of it with you?
It was good. We did sports. Well, we didn't do sports. We watched a lot of sports.
Oh, we did sports, basically.
We hit the batting cages.
True. We hit the batting cages. I'm surprised. Last time I was in the batting cages, I woke up the next day and I was really sore.
Not sore from batting cages this weekend, but yeah. Yeah, I hit up Iowa game. It took like 6 hours, but better team prevailed, so that's all that matters.
The better team prevailed. It was great. Debate us if you want. We don't care. Iowa won. It was awesome. And
scoreboard. Just scoreboard.
And the dude whose Venmo opened up for $36,000 also won and donated it all to Iowa's Children's Hospital. So Iowa State fan donating to Iowa. Pretty cool to see. I'll give Iowa State fans their first and only check mark for the year. Congratulations.
I will say, I don't know, this is probably going to upset people, but I find myself getting really mad at Iowa State Twitter.
I agree, but I don't look at Twitter as much as you do. You tell me a lot about it. You tell me a lot of what's said. It would aggravate me, too.
I think I just have more friends that went to Iowa State than Iowa, so I see it more.
Sure.
I don't know, it rubs me the wrong way.
I can see it, I can understand it. It's, I don't know. Not a lot of Big 12 schools that can talk the way Iowa State does, unless you're like Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty good.
Am I saying? Like, Oklahoma's like the only one I think that can talk the way that Iowa State does and still back it up.
Yeah, so my takeaway from that is just that I'm really glad Iowa won. Found $4 Tallwood Busch Lights even in the city of Chicago, so that was exciting.
Oh yeah, we got after it with the Busch Lights.
That might have made the difference in the game.
I think it did. I'm pretty sure that actually the game was just about who could spend less money on booze.
They were losing until we started really getting into the Busch Lights.
Yeah, yeah. And then we met a bunch of moms that were on quote-unquote Moms Weekend. Maybe those moms were our good luck charm.
I'm gonna reserve judgment on that.
Yeah, I don't think they were our good luck charm either. They left after the game though. They were just rooting with us and then they left. Just so everyone's aware.
Extremely drunk guys behind us.
Yes, and that one guy named I think his name was Eric. I used to want to when I was little. I used to want my name to be Eric, and now I no longer want my name to be Eric.
That's my dad's name.
I'm just saying. Maybe it wasn't Eric. Take a hard pass on that one. I still don't want my name to be your dad's name.
Yeah, I don't want to name my kids Tom either.
That's fair. I can respect that. Because his name's Thomas.
Well, yeah, that to watch the Hawks play Saturday, and then we went to the Cubs game.
Sunday went to the Cubs game.
That's my dream.
And we watched football before the Cubs game. We watched a good quarter and a half.
Well, yeah, got a little Bears or Packers Vikings, and then after the game, Bears game.
After the game,
so frustrating, just ungodly frustrating.
If you were looking for a weekend to lower the blood pressure, this was not it. Except for the Cubs. The Cubs lowered it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean they won 16-6 that day, so. Just saying, I haven't seen them lose this year, so I think they should start giving me tickets every game.
I'm with you. Good thing you didn't go last night.
No, I didn't go.
But
didn't go. They lost. I don't know.
We'll get a little more into that in a little while. But
I will also say, I watched Mindhunter this week. Finished it all, season 2. Amazing. I don't know how you haven't watched it.
So Charlie's recommendation for shows.
Yeah, it's about serial killers and cool catching them.
You're just a white girl that wants to listen to serial killer podcasts and enjoy that curled up in bed.
No, it's because this is about the science behind catching them. the mental science grant.
Not non-mental science? Not physical science?
Not physical science.
Mental science. We'll have to bring our resident expert scientist on again sometime and ask her what the difference between mental and physical science is.
The books don't tell you these kind of things, Grant. This is an in-field experience right here.
Oh, she's in the field. She is playing with soil.
Soil, not dirt.
Not dirt. Anyway, yeah, we had a pretty fun weekend. Really enjoyed ourselves. And kind of carried it over into Monday and went to the Cubs game on Monday, too. So, you know, when in Rome.
You always enjoy those impulse buys. We're sitting at the Cubs game Sunday. Hey, you want to go to the game tomorrow?
It's 20 okay. bucks. 20 buck tickets. You want to go? Yeah. Okay.
I will say I had a fun train ride home.
How was the blue line at 11 p.m.?
It was pretty empty. I don't know who would have guessed that. It was pretty empty. But no, it was in my car. So I got in like the first car behind the conductor on purpose, you know, just plan safe.
Good place to be.
Yeah, but there was a father and a son who come back from the Cubs game as well. And then there's just one guy in the far corner sleeping the whole time. But then he woke up, just somehow woke up, and then got off the same stop I did.
Hey, well, he knew.
You feel it.
He didn't want to go to Rosemont or the airport. He wanted to get off of Cumberland.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Someone left a hat in the train.
Oh, did you pick it up?
It was a black hat. I didn't touch
it. Oh, black hat. Gotta be careful. It's just like a black cat. If it crosses your path, then you're in trouble. Like if that's like walk in front of you, you get it?
That was bad.
I liked it. yeah, so that was...
Yeah, I got home, didn't get back to like 11:45. Personal choice, bad decision. That game just took forever.
It was a long game. It was a fun game, though, and you really didn't miss much besides a couple more runs scored by the Cubs.
Yeah, agreed. Also, I missed the bus by like 30 seconds.
Oh, you should have sprinted.
I saw it pulling away, and I was like, I saw it across the street. Damn it. And then, so I walked, you know that park? Like past your house or on Irving Park, like the cemetery.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a cemetery, not a park. I don't play in there very often.
Yeah, they're at like a half mile past that before the next bus came.
Oh yeah, you were all the way to Ashland.
Yep.
Good for you. Good for you. No, that's always the worst. I feel like I've been in that situation where you miss a bus and you're like, damn it. Do I stand here and wait? Do I get walking? What do I do?
Or do you Uber?
Do I just hop in an Uber and say screw it?
But I didn't want to Uber to the train station.
That happens.
I had my car there.
Yeah, but either way, been there, done that. Missing it just by that hair, though, pisses you off just a little more, because then you're like, damn it, when's the next one coming?
I almost prefer to be able to miss it by a little less, because then I could have ran after it. This one, I knew I couldn't run after.
Right.
So it's like salt in the wound, they just watch it go away. And then I passed so many buses, those like event buses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do like look back to see if one was coming so I could stop at the next bus stop. And I thought it was a bus, so I was like, okay, I'll stop. And then no, it was an event bus.
Damn.
And then I keep walking, and it happened again. And then I keep walking, and then it was a city bus, but it was the wrong line.
It was the X9 to Ashland, wasn't it?
And then there was another one. I don't know. The bus stop I was at markings did not match all the bus. I think it was lost, but it was confusing.
Do you got any other complaints about CTA so I can write them down and submit them? Or?
I had one crazy lady yelling on the bus on Sunday. That was very didn't make my ride that enjoyable. She's yelling at passengers on the bus. No one was doing anything. She was just yelling at people.
All right.
So yeah. If we can keep that to a minimum, that'd be cool.
Welcome to the wild. Love it. So now we got a good podium lined up. It is the podium of the worst times to be a sports fan. So everyone has their teams they root for. Unless you're like a Boston fan or a New York fan, which you always have a team that's winning for some reason, and it's fun. It's more fun to have the teams that really give you the ups and downs in life, make you really appreciate those small wins, like, I don't know, a last-minute kick against the Broncos, something like that.
Just off the cuff.
Off the cuff, just thinking. I don't know. Makes you miss the days of Jay Cutler, but I digress. Anyway, Charlie, I'll let you go first. Worst time being a sports fan?
It's just the last day of the season when your team doesn't make the playoffs.
Yep, I had that too.
It's over.
Mine is, okay, not even when your team doesn't make the playoffs, but even losing that last game of the year.
Yeah, just in general.
No matter when it is, like even if you're in the playoffs, you lose that last game and you're like, damn, well, I guess I gotta wait till it starts back up again.
Just over.
Yeah. What do I do now? What do I do with my time? This might not be the same guys next year. It might not be the same people on the team. What am I supposed to do?
What jersey do I have to buy next?
Yeah, exactly. Get to know names. It's way better. Mine is just absolute last second losses. You're like, all right, we got this in the bag. Like, there's no way they can do this. And then you're like, oh, no. You just want to curl up in a ball.
Yeah.
I can't believe that we just didn't do it. Or if we want to rub some salt on some pretty raw wounds, whatever. Like the double doink when you're in position to finish and win, and you don't.
Yep.
I think of the same category, but yeah.
The walk-off-esque.
The walk-off, oh yeah, buzzer beaters, any of it. Oh man, absolutely kills me.
My second one is, okay, that's kind of, I mean, obviously a lot of losing is going to be a popular debate or like topic, I feel like, in this podium. Mine is when you travel somewhere to go to a game and then you lose and then you just like travel back.
Yeah, and if the fans there are really mean to you.
So like, you know, not to brag or anything, not to like rub it in his face, but I went to the Rose Bowl a few years ago.
Oh wow, congrats, dude.
When Iowa went, but they got blown out like 55-7 or something like that. And it was like, we so much anticipation, like, you know, tailgating beforehand, and then you just get walloped and like drive 2 hours back, you know?
So now I have to go cry in the car. This isn't safe driving.
The long, solemn car, and there's always a ton of traffic.
And it's really quiet. No one says anything. Like, there's...
Yeah, no. The music's barely playing.
Yeah, you can't really complain because the season's over now. Oh, what do we do?
Yeah, you can't be able to rest because it wasn't even that close of a game.
This was a really uplifting choice by us, but watching like one of your star players just get hurt.
Yeah.
And you're just, you almost feel their pain, but you don't feel their pain. You feel a different pain that I think cuts a little deeper. Because your fandom is longer.
That's true.
But then most players, especially when you're talking about professional, like maybe some like college athletes, they aspired to go there. They've been a fan of the place the whole time, and then you watch them get hurt, and you're like, man, that stinks. Like, this guy's been a huge fan the whole time. He's hurt. Now he's out. But yeah, watch them get hurt.
Ooh. I agree. That's a good one. My last one is when the guys you have on your fantasy team are going against your favorite team.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you cheer for?
I just don't cheer. I just try not to cheer.
It's like, I don't bet on sports games, so I don't have any money on the line, but I had money on my fantasy league. But, like, I think I care less about my fantasy league than I do about the actual team.
Right.
So it's like, I just go around in circles. It's like, I don't know, man.
Dude, I get that. yeah. Wow, that's tough. Or another worst time is when you're literally just cheering against, my last one, when you're literally just cheering against the team you want to lose because they're always so good or there's something you really don't like about them.
So awesome. Everything.
Well, I mean, I like the Red Sox a little bit.
I just like the entirety of Boston, the teams.
I can't say that, but like for the most part, watching them go in there and then stomp your team because you wanted... You just want to put up a good fight.
Because they're always, like, you just know they're going to win.
Like, yeah, but...
You just know they're going
to
win.
So it's still a bad time to be a sports fan because you're just like, man, I hate that these guys are so good. I don't know. To me, it's a tough time.
But good for you. I appreciate your opinion. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Do we miss any?
Honestly, I struggled to come up with those three. So I have nothing left on my bench, as they say. I cleared the benches, emptied the benches.
How about like 100 and some years of not winning a world championship? That's a pretty long, hard time to be a sports fan.
Bartman? What?
Oh! Before I get too riled up, I think that's what we got.
Just the Packers in general.
Touche. Touche.
We could like wrap almost like half our toughest times we have sports fans into the one time where Aaron Rodgers beat the Bears in the playoffs, took winner goes to the Super Bowl on a last second touchdown pass after they were winning all game. Yeah. I don't hold out of things.
I don't hold grudges either, but
screw the Packers.
Fuck them.
And all 45,000 of their owners.
All right. Well, we got a fun guest lined up. On that note, let's jump into a little sports rivalry and have some fun. All right, now we welcome on a reoccurring guest, great friend of the show, great friend of Charlie and me's. I'm going to say it right every time. I almost messed it up that time. But Doug Miller, Doug, we're glad to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Always love coming on.
Your nerves don't even sound like they're there. So right before we brought Doug on, he was just describing to us the nerves he felt before. I don't know. This is probably your fourth or fifth time coming on the show?
Probably four.
All right, all right. That means...
Because I was on as a guest, and this will be my third time, because you wanted to talk baseball. So we did one right at the beginning of the year. We made some bets, one mid-season, and then this one, plus I was on as a guest.
Yep, we will definitely have to settle up on those bets, because it looks like a couple of those are coming to fruition here pretty shortly.
Yeah, owes me money.
I think I'm going to owe just about everybody money after this week, but yeah.
Yeah, I think the under was the right play, but I think... I didn't go over under. I think I just went straight up whoever finished higher in the division, and so that one's obviously very close.
It's up in the air
right now, some would say.
Yeah, it could not get any closer.
Make your day. I have written in my notebook that you have the under.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you had the under too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I think I took the under.
We doubled it all down, so I like it.
There you go.
But
yeah, I'm glad you took a notebook.
Yeah, gotta keep notes, man.
You always gotta keep the notes.
Maybe that's why I didn't do so well in school.
It was funny story. Funny story about that. So I took a lot of class with Casey. Casey probably at least once or twice a week out of, you know, 3 days of class, per class, would look over at me, put his hands behind his head, lean back and goes, "You taking notes? Good. I'm just going to absorb this one." And then, yeah, without fail, he'd be calling me, "Hey, do we have any notes on this?"
Yeah.
Sounds like
a pretty ineffective method of studying.
Depends on the person.
Special people can make it work, and I'm just not that special.
Yeah.
All right, so one of the benefits of being a reoccurring guest as many times as you have is you no longer have to answer the Charlie Me question. Because we figure you shared enough dirt on us that we're probably fine for now. But I want to start. If you were a professional baseball player, what would your walk-up song be?
Wow. Boy, that's tough.
Thank you.
I have a lot of songs that I really like the intro to. Like, I'll give you an example. I really like the intro to Pinball Wizard. I'm a classic rock guy. So I like the song Pinball Wizard. That's got a good intro. Not that I'd use it as a walk-up. There's a couple others. But one that I always would wanted to have was Rock You Like a Hurricane, just because, when you're coming up to bat, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it's kind of pretty heavy, so kind of gets your juices flowing. So I'll go with that one. That's by Scorpion, I believe, if you want to look it up.
I like it.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Just like that. Charlie, what would yours be?
What?
What would yours be?
See, I don't know. Part of me wants to go something like really stupid, like "You Got a Friend in Me."
Ooh.
Just like try to throw the picture off. Like, did you hear that? Like,
I don't even know what mine would be. I probably should have thought about this before I asked.
You do that. You got a friend in me, and then you stand in the batter's box with the picture, and you just smile.
That is true. That would throw a pitcher off.
That would be interesting.
Just want that first pitch fastball.
Mine would probably be like, man, I don't even know. I have such a plethora of music I listen to. It would be weird. Or what if I just did like the alcohol song by Brad Paisley?
There's some country up there.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a huge country fan, but that'd be pretty funny.
That would be. Has anyone ever shout out Milwaukee in that song?
There is, yeah. Since it's days, something in Milwaukee. So I guess I'd have to. If I was playing for the Cubs, it wouldn't work.
Is there anything?
That wouldn't work. Yeah.
Is there anything against having the national anthem?
Ooh.
Because that would get everyone on their feet.
I feel like you'd get a lot of negative feedback from that. I don't think people would like that.
He's probably right. There'd probably be a lot of negative flashback. You'd probably like be looked upon poorly because you're walking with your helmet on into the...
That, and it'd just be like, why do you, out of all people, get to use that song? Like,
but,
that's right.
But what about God Bless America?
I'm for it. I'm just saying I feel like people would give you some feedback.
I think God Bless America would be a great choice.
Yeah. That'd be a little bit more acceptable.
Right up my alley. Or Party in the USA, just, you know, bring it back to the end of every...
That's a good one. What do we think of that? The end of the podcast.
That would get people on their feet, Charlie.
Yeah.
That would. That'd be good.
You guys see,
that's a good one.
We just opened a nice brainstorming session. We just opened a nice brainstorming session, so it's good. Now I'll be able to answer that question much more confidently next time. Party in the USA.
Sounds good.
All right, Doug. My question for you is, with the Christian Yelich injury... Like, as your time with like on like the training staff and everything with the Brewers, like what kind of like what's he go? What's like it? Oh, sorry, weird. Struggle with words here. What's it like after it happens? As far as like the staff, what's the staff have to do for that kind of thing?
That's a good question. So really depends on the injury. Knock on wood, we didn't have too many serious injuries last year. We had Brent Suter went down, who's coming back and pitching for us now, actually, went down with Tommy John. So interesting with him was, so I'll kind of use him as an example. Like, he had the surgery back in his hometown, Cincinnati. Took about a month off because he really couldn't do anything for about a month. And then all of a sudden he shows back up, probably, I'm going to say it was like mid-August. And from there we're doing a whole bunch of, you know, it's daily rehab stuff. It's band work. It's weighted ball, you know,
nice.
Catching and throwing and stuff like that. So that's an example for him. As far as Yelich, I'm sure he's going through the same stuff. Since he doesn't have to have surgery, he's in there rehabbing his knee. I'm sure it's immobilized, so he'll probably, when he's actually doing rehab, they'll take him out and do some mobilization for his knee, whether it's flexion or extension, whatever he needs, and probably a lot of ice and heat. Try to get it back going again, get weight back on it, and then slowly move into, you know, jogging and slowly move back into running and swinging, which they say is 6 weeks out, but who knows. that's kind of what it's like.
So how does an injury like that with one of your star players, potential player of the year candidate right there, how does that affect the locker room when you turn around? You know, everyone says next man up, but at some point there's not a man that's going to fill those shoes. There's no one's going to step up to the plate next and actually be Christian Yelich. So how does that affect the locker room when you have an injury like that go down and they say 6 weeks and you're in the midst of a playoff fight?
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, when someone like Yelich goes down, there's the day of reaction where it's like the oh shit, like,
right,
we just lost our best player. And then there is a little bit of like the next man up feeling, but that doesn't, you know, it comes up the next day or the next couple of days. But I feel like, you know, like, I think Ryan Braun has been quoted, you know, saying like, you know, you're not going to replace someone like him. He's an MVP for a reason, and we're just going to, you know, do our best to manage without him and keep ourselves going. It is kind of like a next man up mentality, but it's also knowing that we, you know, he is who he is for a reason. Like, he's very good, and we're just going to do our best, you know, to manage without him. Got to. Game plan and fill in as best we can. So it's a little of both. You gotta know where you're at and do your best. That's basically all anyone really ever says in the clubhouse.
Right, right. Because the only team, professional sports team I can think of that can literally say next man up, opposed to about one player, is the New England Patriots.
Yeah, as you were saying that comment, I'm like, you bet she's going to say the Patriots. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I mean, when you think about it, the only team, and even Tom Brady, there's probably some guy that can throw a 5-yard out just as good as him that would fill in in Belichick's model somehow. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, something going over there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That team.
I was super glad that I picked up Josh Gordon, or not Josh Gordon, sorry, Antonio Brown. Really helped the fantasy team. I guess sticking with the football trade.
But he lost last week.
Yeah, but he scored points. It's fine. I lost because of other people. Sticking with the football. So, living in Madison this year, are there any like crazy college game day traditions that you're excited to experience again?
Not really traditions. Other than jump around during the game, and you know, it's pretty basic. Every college town, I will say Madison does go pretty hard for every football game.
Right.
First home game of the season, my parents came up and we had a big tailgate on the top of the. There's places to tailgate all over the place and parks and lots and stuff, but they got. A pass to the top level of a parking structure right attached. So we had a great time tailgating and then, go to the game. And, of course, you don't play anyone very good in week one, so we killed them. But, it's just a whole bunch of fun and just like any other tailgating experience. Nothing out of the ordinary crazy like, oh, we do this or that. But it's just, your standard stuff and have fun. And, so it's a great time. We have Michigan tomorrow, right? Oh, no, not tomorrow. Wow, I'm way ahead. This Saturday, and should be a good one. So, looking forward to that.
What's your go-to tailgate?
It's really going hard.
What's your go-to tailgate food?
Anything on the grill. I mean, just any sort of meat on the grill, which usually just keep it simple and go brats and dogs or something. Just eat a bunch of them. That's nothing crazy, nothing fancy. You don't have to put much thought or work into it. In my opinion, just there to. Enjoy good food and drink beer and have a good time.
All right, so
throw football around.
Go to tailgate beverage.
Yeah.
Not just beer.
Yeah, being specific on the beer?
Yes.
Probably High Life. I had a lot of High Lifes. I'm a born and raised Milwaukee guy to drink Miller. And
it's the champagne of beers, baby.
My favorite from them, so.
The first time I ever had High Life, I was in Milwaukee for New Year's Eve.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
That wasn't even a year ago. Wow.
No. Yeah.
That was my first champagne of years.
I think I had Miller High Life's in high school, Charlie.
Hey, I'm a responsible drinker.
It was champagne. It wasn't beer.
It was champagne, even better.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So, Doug, we'll hop back to baseball after that quick digression, but as you're coming in, what is Cubs, Brewers for that second wild card spot? We're looking at one game, half game? I didn't check today. Are we even?
Right now, it's even, yeah. Right now, it's even.
Woo!
As both teams are playing right now, I think.
Yeah, are both playing. Does this time of year give you stress?
Well, I was working late last night, so I was not able to catch the Brewers game, and so I'm driving home listening to Euchre, and yes, to say the least, I was yelling in my car. We won, but it was a close game, so we're listening on the radio is so tough because you can kind of hear the bat, you can hear the ball get hit, and you're like, get that like half second where you don't know what just happened, and it just gives you a little bit more stress. So yes, I would definitely for sure this time of year, if your team's in it, your every pitch is like, oh my god, is he gonna hit this out, or you're always freaking out one way or the other. And so I will definitely say yes, it's stressful when your team's in it in September, but it's good.
It keeps
every day interesting.
It's a beautiful thing. I love it as well, but man, is it not good for the blood pressure?
I think I lost my this weekend.
Yeah, Charlie and I, we highlighted earlier in the podcast, but Charlie and I watched the Hawkeye game. 1 point. Didn't cover the spread, but we still won.
Yeah. I was texting you guys. I told you, I picked Iowa State plus 2. Sure enough, I had the exact result I wanted. I wanted Iowa to win, not by too much. Pulled through for me.
You did it. I guess we appreciate the gamble on that one, but
yeah,
it was a tough one. Then we watched the Bears, another squeaker.
Oh, yeah,
and that's now great. The rest of this week we're just going to be, you know,
I'm recovering.
We're recovering, thinking about the Cubs. Next Bears game is probably going to suck. Either way, it's Monday night game, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Ooh, that's right there. They play the Skins on Monday, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, my thought process is this is the worst team we've played all year, so optimism, and dang it, the Reds just hit a home run.
I just heard it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Who did? Oh, yeah, that's right. Broncos, that's right.
But yeah, so yeah, the Broncos have a great defense. Also, I saw some Mitch Trubisky stats today. Yeah, I think he's last or second to last in like 95% of QB stats so far this year.
He's terrible.
Per passing attempt, 8 yards.
8 yards?
8 yards.
That's not very good.
No.
Nope.
QBR of 22.
Ooh, that's low. Out of 100.
All right.
You're going to want to be higher than that.
I got one last.
You're usually higher than that, yeah. I'm going to put it better myself.
I was trying to change this topic because I'm getting, I'm not liking it, but. Last topic we'll highlight, last question I have for you, unless Charlie's got another one, is you're now coaching high school athletes, what advice would you have for any high school athletes? Like, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice for, like, being a high school athlete, what would you give yourself?
Oh, this is somewhat of an easy one. Cool. Don't specialize. So many kids, they get to, you know, freshman or sophomore year, they were playing three sports. They're, you know, having fun playing baseball, football, and basketball. And then they're like, I just want to focus on one. And it doesn't usually work out one, and one, it's just not as fun. You're going to end up missing the locker rooms and the guys and the teams and that you play with and the competition every season. And so I see that all the time. I see all these kids come in and all of a sudden they're just playing one sport and training with me in their off season. But you know what? Training is not nearly as fun as playing with your friends, playing with your teammates, even if it's just practice. That's definitely the easiest one. Just keep playing everything. Don't just narrow down to one too early.
I love it. I wish they had that advice for, like, work. Don't specialize. Just have a lot of different jobs.
That would be ideal.
Hey, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
On that note, my final question is, Doug, if you could go professional in any sport, what sport would you pick?
Oof. God, that's tough. You know, I'm thinking of it now from, now that I'm 26, I think of it from like a money and a schedule standpoint. Instead of like the fame, you know, you're like, what's the easiest sport to make the most amount of money, but the like least? So my first thought was golf.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That'd be awesome. You'd make a ton of money and you know, I mean, you got to work at it really hard, but
yeah.
Your schedule is somewhat nice and, you know.
Not a bad lifestyle traveling.
Beautiful course. That was the first one that popped in my head. You know, you look at the other sports, it's like, man, you football, you get absolutely beaten up. Baseball is just such a long, long season. And basketball would be fun, too. They're all, I mean, obviously, but that's the first thing that popped in my head was, what's the most money I can make for doing the least? It shows you where I'm at.
I like it. I like it.
I really appreciate that answer. I'd probably be on the tour with you.
I'd be in the same spot. So 100%.
I could only break 90.
There you go. There you go. All right, Doug. Well, we appreciate you coming on. I had a fun time. We'll settle up our bets here in about next couple weeks, and then we'll.
That's true.
We'll
do it all over again.
Yeah, we'll do it all over again next year.
Good. Appreciate it. Love the cast. Keep it going.
All right, that was our good friend Doug. A lot of good sports talk for those of our friends and family who aren't sports fans. We'll be back next week.
We'll have other content next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. Less sports talk. This weekend revolved a lot around sports for us, so that's what we had to talk about.
Yeah, it's just like there's 2 weeks left in the regular season of baseball. Everyone in my office is talking about it. It's just a ton.
I live 3 blocks away from it. I just, you know, yeah. You got to be in.
It lasts all stands.
Everybody in.
Yeah. One dream is that everyone is the slogan, right?
For the Cubs, yeah. Everybody in. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, we'll see. It's a tight race, and it's only getting tighter. So on that note, let's quote it out.
That was smooth. Let's quote it out.
Thanks.
Like, quote battle. Quote it out. Oh, yeah, you go first. I go first a lot.
Mine is a Hemingway quote. Said, the best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them. That's what I'm doing with all my sports teams right now.
Just trust them.
Hey,
I like that quote a lot. Well done, Ernest. Mine is from Anonymous. Rise above the storm and you will find the sunshine.
Did you find that on like a white girl's page?
Oh, hell yeah.
Deuces.